ഫുൾ ആൻഡ് കൺസോളിംഗ് ഡിസ്കോഴ്സ് എവർ അട്ടേർഡ് ഓൺ ദ എർത്ത്. ദിസ് ഈസ് നോൺ ആസ് അവർ ലോർഡ്സ് ഹൈ പ്രീസ്റ്റ്ലി പ്രേയർ, ഇന്റർസെഷൻ ഫോർ അസ്. ജീസസ് എൻ്റെ ലൈഫ് വാസ് എ ലൈഫ് ഓഫ് പ്രേയർ. ഹി ബിഗാൻ ഹിസ് മിനിസ്ട്രി ബൈ ഗോയിങ് ഇൻ ടു വിൽഡർനെസ് ടു പ്രേ. ഓഫൺ ഹി വെൻഡ് അപ്പ് ഇൻ ടു എ മൗണ്ടൻ ടു പ്രേ ആൻഡ് സ്പെൻഡ് ദ നൈറ്റ് ഇൻ പ്രേയർ. Jesus is our great intercessor. He prays for you and me. If you forgot to pray this morning, He prayed for us this morning. Jesus' high priestly prayer has three parts. First one is Jesus prays for himself, verses chapter 17 verses 1 to 5. Second part is Jesus prays for his own, St. John chapter 17 verses 6 to 19. Third part is Jesus prays for his church, verses 20 to 26. In 1948, World Council of Churches has decided to celebrate the Unity Sunday and Unity Octave every year from January 18 to 25. Let me read verse 21. That they may be may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Our Lord's prayer for true and perfect unity. Now, we all know that there are literally hundreds of denominations and various groups calling themselves Christians. The reality is this: Jesus prays that the word of God would unite all his true followers. The word of God would unite all his true followers. True and perfect unity can only happen when we are united on the foundation of God's word. John chapter 5 verse 24 says, "Truly, truly I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." I would like to share two dimensions of unity of the church. First one is unity is essential for mission. Unity is essential for mission. Church is called for mission. Without mission, church cannot exist. Emil Brunner once said, "As fire existing by burning, church existing by mission." Church is to be witness in the local and global level. Our mission is to be a presence of healing, restoring and reconciling the world with Creator God, who is the ultimate foundation for the fullness of our life. In Ezekiel chapter 37, there are two visions. First one is a valley of dry bones, a message of hope in the midst of powerlessness and hopelessness of his people. And second one, the vision in verse 19, two sticks united to God's hand, a message of unity. Let me read Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 19. Praise the Lord. Behold, I am about to take the stick of Joseph that is in the hand of Ephraim and the tribes of Israel associated with him, and I will join with it the stick of Judah and make them one stick, that they may be one in my hand. One nation under one shepherd king, when God commanded Ezekiel to hold two sticks together in his hand, it is a powerful expression of the fact that unity was God's idea. In high priestly prayer, we see Jesus praying for this unity. In the epistle of Paul to Romans chapter 14, to encourage diversity, not judge others based on their food habits or rituals they follow. This shows clearly how Christ is in all and how he has broken down barriers. Ezekiel's vision reveals that unity is God's priority, and high priestly prayer of Jesus has example for this truth. It is affirmed, this truth. Second point is, unity is essential for service. Unity is essential for service. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. God does not judge people by their looks. It is said that Hebrew religion had 600 different commandments. Jesus condensed all of them into one: love. It was the sum and the substance of all other commandments. Love should be the badge or mark of Christians. Love expresses itself in action. Love has a cost attached to it. It is not enough to express love in words. It has to be followed by deeds. Jesus loved his disciples, yet one of them betrayed him. Another denied him, and yet another would not trust until he physically touched the wound. Still, he loved them and encouraged them. Christ came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Let us pray for God's grace, for the unity of the church, and for the mission of love in this pandemic. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. Let us sing together hymn number 200 with our choir.
Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. with each other, we will work side by side. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. All praise to the Father, from whom all things come. All praise to Christ Jesus, His only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Let us bow our heads. Now, Nicholas Alexander will